The band Damn Arkansan, an alt-country four-piece in the vein of early Wilco and Dawes, credits Smoking Barrel for helping them make it as a band, so they decided to organize a benefit concert to upgrade the venue's sound system. Drew Walls, lead vocals and guitar, Caleb Rose, guitar and vocals, Will Eubanks, bass, and Chris Fletcher, drums, stopped by the Firman Garner Performance Studio to play an all-acoustic set and talk about their band dynamic with Ozarks at Large's Katie Hendrickson.
You guys are doing a benefit for Smoking Barrel to raise money for a new sound system. So let's talk a little bit about that benefit.
That's right. So on March 9th, Damn Arkansan will be hosting a fundraiser to upgrade the sound system at one of the probably our favorite places to go hear live music in Fayetteville is Smoking Barrel. And so we really got with a group of the other local musicians in town and sort of pitch the idea, you know, everyone to chip in and, you know, play all day and just sort of really raise awareness and have a $5 cover, and all the proceeds and money are basically going to go towards updating everything.
We wanted to help them out a little bit. You know, they helped us get our start in Fayetteville, and so we wanted to sort of return the favor and also showcase some of the talent. Like, a lot of times, you know, we don't get to play with some of the, say, metal bands or things like that, you know. So we just wanted to get a little bit of everything from Fayetteville and bring in some bands that wouldn't necessarily play with us normally, but this will be a good chance to sort of see a little bit of everything. Yeah,
there's a lot of different sort of niche scenes, I guess, in Fayetteville. Like, you have the JR scene, Smoking Barrel, George's. I mean, there's sort of little pockets of everyone dispersed.
It'd be nice to get them all together in one place.
Right, yeah, and that's sort of the thought behind it.
Tell us a little bit about the history of your band, Damn Arkansan, and how you guys came together, how long you guys have been playing together.
Our band came about basically by testing a theory. I lived up here first, or I guess Caleb before we knew each other, but I lived up in Bentonville, and Will, you know, convinced him to move to Fayetteville. We didn't really know anyone around the scene 2 years ago, so we tested a theory out about... We had a bunch of music. We'd always played in bands, so we were just going to put out a record. So we put out our first self-titled record a year and a half ago. In sort of the process, we met Caleb in the process, who came and laid down guitar work, and he later joined the band. We went into the studio last year to record a follow-up to our self-titled album called Brave Mistakes. And really, for the first time, sort of was able to capture our live sound. And, you know, I think that our live show is really what is a big selling point for us in terms of playing. So it's what also we have fun, you know, playing live. That's, you know, sort of what it's all about. But Jenny's a
years
song that's been
ours.
Jenny is a song that's been around for 10 years at least, and only finally realized fully with this lineup.
It's the most recent as far as the band is concerned. Like, it's the most recent one we worked on.
The song is called Ginny. Sorry.
Cool.
I bet for the first time we've ever played that.
Yeah.
So we're constantly sort of evolving how we write, but at the same time also, you know, you always try to push
stick
it a little.
Stick to what you know.
Stick to what you know, right, yeah.
And it's good from a band member perspective, too, because you don't always feel like you're stuck in your role, you know, like you feel like you get to do something new with each step or each new chapter, for, if you want to call it that, the band takes, that you have a different role in that chapter or a more involved role.
And I think that whenever you write music, I mean, writing music by yourself, you're sort of, you're going through that experience just with your perspective, right? Whenever you start adding other people's perspective, it becomes a lot more honest process, you know.
Somebody to keep you in check.
Yeah. It's like, never sing that again. That was terrible. Never do that live.
Speaking of new things, you said that the upright that you played, you just acquired that.
Yeah, I've been playing upright for maybe 6 months. Mm-hmm. I've been playing electric bass since I was about 10, so almost 17 years now. But the upright is a completely new thing to me, and it's interesting. It's a whole different beast, but it's added a lot to like what we can actually do. You know, we can go and play acoustic shows. We can go busk on a street corner if we want to. You know, I'm not limited by having to plug into anything anymore, which is nice. But I'm still trying to, you know, get a grip on this massive instrument.
We have another song that you'll hear called Legs. Bust out the gitcho on that one. That one's going to have more of a swinging feel, sort of a gospel song about chasing women.
Are you ready?
I didn't figure it would be.
One, two, three, four.
Well, I'm not.
Thank you for playing in the Furman Garner Performance Studio.
Thank you so much.
Did you guys have fun?
Yeah, absolutely.
Fun.
It's a great little room.
Katie Hendrickson in the Furman Garner Performance Studio with Dam Arkansan. They're playing a benefit concert along with seven other diverse local bands March 9th at Smoke and Barrel to raise money for an upgrade to the venue's sound system. We'll hear from another song from that session on Weekend Ozarks at Large Sunday morning at 9 on KUAF. Happy to say we have many more musicians lined up through the winter and spring in the Furman Garner Performance Studio.